Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And if you're here tonight, you are getting older, so that's good, because if you were here last week, you managed to make it another week. We're thrilled that you're with us. If you're listening on 95.9 right here in the Palm Beaches, we had another Chamber of Commerce Day today, didn't we? Which I'm sure is true on the Treasure Coast, 106.9. Thank you all for joining us. You know, one of the things that is really tragic and is elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. The reality is that it is epidemic in our society today. And as hard as it is to imagine, elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation has gotten worse during the pandemic. So what should you look out for? What can you do to protect yourself? What should you do if you or a loved one has been a victim of one of the many scams that are out there? Well, my guest tonight is an expert on all of those answers, and Jamil Edney from the Elder Rights Center of our local area agency on aging is here tonight, and he's going to talk us through all of the answers in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit about vaccines first. We keep hearing more good news about vaccines. More and more people are eligible, 50 and over starting today. That's amazing. That's wonderful. That's terrific. By the way, next week, we're going to be talking to the head of infection control at JFK Medical Center about vaccines. We're going to answer all of your questions next week. All I can say is if you have the opportunity to get a vaccine, do so, all right? You have no idea how important it is, how liberating it will make you feel. It's increasingly available, and I encourage you to get that. The other thing I said is between now and next week, we will start Passover. Next Saturday night will be the first Seder. And I don't want tonight to go without my wishing everybody a happy Passover. And I hope that you all have a great holiday. And because of vaccines, maybe this year you're going to be celebrating it with some of your family, which you haven't been able to do in quite some time. So we're excited about that. But now to my guest. Jamil Edney is here. And as I said, he is with the Elder Rights Center, the local area agency on aging. He was raised right here in West Palm. Right before the show, I realized he's one of those that have been born here. I know that's a rarity. Most of you listening have not been, but he's here. He went to school right here at Palm Beach Central, Royal Palm Beach High School. Then he went to college and got his bachelor's in criminal justice at Bethune-Cookman. He played baseball all the way through college, and if I had time tonight, I'd ask him about that. I'm not sure I will, but we may be. Who knows? He worked at a group home for boys who suffer from psychiatric and behavioral issues. Then he went to the state attorney's office and worked as a domestic violence victim advocate and supervisor for a couple of years before he came to the Elder Rights Department at the Area Agency on Aging. He is currently working on his master's degree, and we encourage him to do that. So welcome to the show, Jamil. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So why don't we start at the beginning, which is, what do you do at the Elder Rights section, and how does it fit into what the agency does?
So our department is mainly an information and referral service for any elderly victim who was victimized by, you know, fraud, any kind of theft, any kind of financial crime mainly. And we focus on what the next step is going to be for that victim. So anything, any crime that's, you know, stealing a wallet, stealing a bike, anything that affects their daily living, we help them focus on, you know, getting those services that they might need, because a lot of people don't know what's out there for them.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what some of those services are. The agency, the Area Agency on Aging, services not just victims of fraud, but they do a couple of other things as well, right? People aren't that familiar with the agency. You feel like telling us a little bit more about what the agency might do?
Right. So we also have a helpline that helps too. And then for my job, I also do community outreach, education for the community in regards to, you know, what type of scams that are out there. Like you said earlier, COVID scams are heavy right now. So we also do that type of education too.
All right. So You help people who have been victims of some sort of elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. How do they get to you? People don't call you automatically when they've been ripped off. So there is a process, and I don't think the audience understands how you fit in the elder fraud dynamic.
Right. So we partner with a lot of the law enforcement agencies around in Palm Beach County. And the way I mainly get cases is through the mainly PBSO, West Palm Beach, Del Rey. So they get the report from the victim. They send us a list of the reports. I'll go through the reports, and then I'll make that initial call to the victims and let them know who I am, where I'm calling from. And then we'll go from there and talk about, you know, their options and what is out there for them, you know, after.
The volume of work is kind of enormous, isn't it?
You
get confronted with an awful lot of material showing up on your desk, right?
Right. About last year, we served about 4,000 victims. So we're roughly between 4,000 to 5,000 victims, cases that we get each year.
4,000 or 5,000. And they're all referred to you, again, by?
By local police.
By local police.
Yep.
Right. And do they only send you fraud cases? Is that what comes to you? I mean, they certainly wouldn't refer to you, I'm assuming, other kind of criminal cases.
Yeah,
other
no violent crimes.
No
so
violent
it'll be
crimes.
Theft, fraud, scams, identity theft, those type of financial exploitation, those type of crimes.
And so, well, you know, I have so many questions about that. Abuse takes many forms, right? Why don't you help us understand what qualifies as elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation for the elder rights section?
So different types of abuses that we have seen are physical, sexual abuse. Those types are also in addition to the financial exploitation that we see. And then we also have the scams. But the difference between the financial exploitation and the scams is mainly the relationship between the victim and the perpetrator. So the financial exploitation is mainly somebody that the victim would know, and then scams is usually coming from, you know, strangers.
And maybe this is an unfair question. What percentage of it comes from people you know versus the scam? I'm going to guess my audience would be surprised by how much of it comes from people they know.
Right? Yeah, and a study that I've seen that I've in a presentation that I've given recently was about 93% of this exploitation comes from people that they know.
Doesn't that blow you away?
Which is amazing. It's amazing because these are the people that they trust or people that are taking care of them, family members, adult children, spouses, those type of relationships. And you would assume that you can trust that person, but...
Well, that's what makes it easier. We're going to talk before the end of the show about the red flags that you should be looking for, and I know that there are a lot of them, and we're going to get to some of those. What are some of 93%? I'm kind of hung up on that. I knew it was a lot, but I didn't think it was 93%. That's amazing. People you know, mm-hmm. and that's where the biggest fraud is. You know, a lot of people who listen to the show regularly know I'm very involved in the world of guardianship. And most guardianship fraud, abuse, and exploitation, comes from family guardians, not from professional guardians. So I'm not stunned, but 93%,
right.
Wow.
Right, and I've also given presentations to caregivers as well. And main things that caregivers can look out for in regards to protecting the people that they're caring for is, you know, looking at statements, any unusual activity, changes of banks, not being able to pay basic utilities and things like that can also be things that they can look out for in regards to take to the people that they're taking care of.
So, Jamil, I know 93% are family, and again, we'll come back to it for red flags, but scams are real, right? And COVID has brought them out of the woodwork. So what are some of the scams you're seeing more and more of these days?
Some of the main ones that I'm seeing is IRS scams. I've seen a lot of those scams, and those are mainly, you know, getting a call from the IRS saying that you owe the IRS money. The problem with that is that the real IRS is not really going to call you. if you do owe them money, usually you get a letter in the mail or something like that. So a lot of scammers are calling people saying that they owe the IRS money, and some people are falling for that, which is a scam that I've seen a lot of. Other ones are paying gift cards. Scammers are asking for money, as in to pay a Amazon subscription with a gift card, which is not something that Amazon will do.
Right.
You know, so I've seen a lot of those. As for COVID, I haven't seen too many COVID cases. So I've done a little bit of research on my own just to see what's out there. And some that I have seen is that getting vaccines shipped to the victim, that's a common scam.
Right.
Or asking people to pay a fee to get put on a wait list for a vaccine, which is not something that will really be done, but it's a common scam that I've seen also. So those scams are out there, live in effect. So
I heard this morning, I don't know if you heard it this morning, that West Palm Beach Police Department, somebody spoofed their number and was calling, asking the people that they called, and it's because it spoofed the West Palm Beach Police. People were actually believing this, you know, to pay outstanding tickets, to pay fines, or they were going to be arrested and they needed to send gift cards, Apple gift cards and other gift cards. And I know it was on the news, I think it was this morning, it might have been yesterday, you know, warning people not to do that. Right. Do people fall for these scams?
Yes, they do. And scammers know that the use of gift cards can be beneficial to them because they're hard to track. It's hard for the paper trail to see where the money is going, where it's coming from. So that's one of the main reasons that they're using the gift cards. But paying gift cards for common bills like that, or like you said, tickets, is not something that, you know, any of these agencies would really do.
So is it safe to say that if somebody calls you claiming to be from some place anywhere, asking you for money, it more than likely is not true?
Yeah, more than likely it's not true. So in that particular situation, one of the best things to do is hang up and call, you know, a number that you do trust that's associated with that business.
Right.
Know? So, yeah, if they're calling you asking you for personal information over the phone, most likely it's not. It's not legit.
And people fall for this, because I can't tell you how many times I'll give a presentation on this subject, you know, prior to COVID, and the audience will say, does anybody really fall for that? And I know the answer is yes, but you know the answer is yes about 5,000 times a year.
Right. And that doesn't even account for the people that are under the age of 60. So we usually get cases that are 60 and older. So anybody that's under the age of 60, I'm sure there's more than more than that too.
So what are some of the don'ts that we can tell the audience? So we all know that seniors are easy marks for a whole host of reasons, right? Where seniors are typically more trusting, they have more money, they think they're nicer, right? I don't know if they're nicer, but they think they're nicer, right? The other thing is they don't want to ever admit that they've been victimized, so they're less likely to tell anybody. Yeah. I'm not telling anything you don't know, but that, you know, that's typical. So what are some of the, if you're not, the reason I say this is because we got something in the mail recently, or an email or something, my wife and I, and we weren't sure whether it was a scam or not. And we were really concerned about that. And I think we're pretty savvy because I talk about this all the time. And even we were not sure. So what are some of the telltale signs that you're being scammed? And what are some of the things you should never do if you think you're being scammed?
Any asking for gift card information over the phone is more than likely a scam. Don't give out any personal information over the phone from somebody that called you.
Like what kind of personal information?
Social security number, credit card information, bank information, things like that. Any kind of software scams that are also happening too, like Apple going in and you're getting a notification on your computer saying that you didn't pay your Apple subscription. that could also be a scam too. So things like that.
And how can you, what are some of the telltale signs that they are scams? I know when you get an email, it's pretty easy to tell because there's typically something wrong with the email address.
Right, or they'll go in and they'll, it's called ransomware. They'll go in and they'll ask you to basically have control over your computer. So basically hack your computer and force you to pay in order to get all your files back.
Right.
So things like that.
Right. So, I mean, it's really critical. Suffice to say that if somebody calls you, the most powerful thing you can do is
probably hang up call a number phone. That you do trust.
Hang up the phone, I tell people all the time. For us old people, we used to actually hang up a phone.
Right,
all right? For you young people, you just hit a button, but you got to not you got to not do that. So, a scam happens. It goes to the police department. The police department sends it to you.
Send us a list of
And then before we get onto the fraud stuff, what do you do when somebody has been scammed?
So what we will do is we will reach out to the individual and we will give them a few strategies that they can go forward, as in like call your credit company and let them know what happened. And then you can probably set up some kind of security from there on out. So we basically just help them come up with some certain strategies to avoid it from happening again. And possibly, you know, if they did give money away, get compensated for that.
And I want to talk about victim compensation, and we will. But what are some of the things that people can do to prevent themselves from being scammed, besides hanging up the phone? I know we joked about that, but I guess they're not joking. But are there other things that you can do to prevent yourself from being scammed?
You can set up security freezes with your credit card company, or you can, after the fact, you can get annual reports on your credit to see if there's been any strange activity. You can do that also.
And I'm sure now that people are filing their income taxes, some people find out that the income taxes have already been filed and it's not them, right?
Right.
Can you help with that, or is that just an IRS direct issue?
We can tell them to give the IRS a call and also give their credit company a call also. But that's something that they can also do too.
And you're seeing a lot of those too, I'm sure.
I've seen a couple.
Are you surprised by how much you've seen since you took over in this role?
Yeah, when I started in November, I was surprised to see how many different types of scams there are, the seriousness of how much money is made off of these scams. That's probably been the biggest surprise for me, the amount of money that the country loses from the amount of scams that go on.
And you're just dealing in Palm Beach County
and
around
the
country. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, it's eye-opening, but it's also frightening when you realize that how many seniors are getting ripped off. It's crazy. I want to talk when we come back soon. I want to talk about victim compensation. I want to talk more about other kinds of fraud. I want to talk about community outreach efforts that you do and how people can get the word out, and then also how people can reach you. If you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. None more serious than elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. It is epidemic, and we all think that it is limited to the kind of scams you read about in the newspaper, the Jamaican lottery scam, or grandma, I've been arrested in Mexico, or something like that. But it goes much deeper. It's much more prevalent, and if you just tuned in, you missed the fact that my guest tonight, Jamil Edney, told us that he gets between 4,000 and 5,000 complaints a year at the Area Agency on Aging. 4,000 or 5,000 a year, just over the age of 60, mostly financial fraud and exploitation and a couple of other issues that are really important. It's a mind-numbing problem, a problem that you need to be more aware of. And we're going to tell you more about the things that you need to know as soon as we get back. If you have questions for Jamil or for myself, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
Hi, I'm Laura Oliveris, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well, from safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one. Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us. If you're a regular listener, thanks for being here tonight. If you're new, we really appreciate your finding us. Every Monday night, we're here live on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Talks about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight, I'm talking to Jamil Edney from the Area Agency on Aging, the Elder Rights Section. And as I found out during the break, he is the Elder Rights Section of the Area Agency on Aging, which astounds me. Jamil, during the break, you told me that, earlier in the show, you told me between 4,000 and 5,000 cases a year come there for victims of elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. And they come to you over the age of 60, typically, and you jump on them to try to help people get some compensation. And again, I promise you folks going to get to that if you've been a victim. But you're the only person in the agency dealing with, well, you have a couple of volunteers, but you're the only employee of the agency?
Right. So I am the only full-time staff elder rights coordinator in the elder rights department, but I also have a team of great volunteers. I have about 3 volunteers right now.
That's great.
They do a lot of great work for me. They make a lot of phone calls for me. They enter a lot of information for me. So they help me out. So I'm not the only one, but I'm the only full-time staff
member.
So the volunteers are great. They do a lot of work for me.
And you could use more volunteers, can't you?
Definitely could use a couple more.
So if you out there in the audience are listening and you'd like to help those who are victims of elder fraud and abuse, how would they reach out to you?
My email would be the best way. You want to give it
sure.
now or after? So my email is jedney, J-E-D-N-E-Y, at youradrc.org.
ADRC, the Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, youradrc.org. So you get these complaints, you start to investigate. What do you do with them?
So my investigation process is to basically look to see what type of property was lost, or if it was a scam. So if it was a scam, obviously I would go through the scam process, and if it was any type of property loss, any tangible item, such as, like I said earlier, a bike, wallet, stolen purse, any jewelry. Well, mainly, well, for jewelry, it's a watch that victim compensation will compensate for. So then I'll do that. I will talk to the victim, let them know they're eligible for compensation. We will fill out a victim compensation form together. They'll have a copy of their police report, and then we'll send their report and their compensation form out to the Attorney General's office. And then the compensation process will go from there.
Do most people get much in the way of compensation? Because I was, frankly, unaware that there was much in the way of compensation available to victims. So is there a fair amount of compensation available?
Yeah, there is. So up to $500 is what victim compensation will
right.
be about.
Are most of your claims in excess of $500?
Well, when it comes to a stolen car, yes. So we do have some cases with stolen cars, which, of course, is a tangible item that will affect your life. So victim compensation will help out if you had any other tangible items inside the car, of course. But yeah, anything up to $500, they will.
They can give you. So I'm just curious, out of the 4,000 or 5,000 cases a year that come across your desk, what percentage maybe qualify for compensation? I would guess a small percentage.
Probably about 30-40%.
Oh, that many? Yeah. But it has to be a police report,
right?
It has to be a police report. Yeah. And then do you call just to find out the details of what happened? Does it matter how it was ripped off, if they were victimized in order to get compensation, or is it just a matter of them having been ripped off?
Yeah, just a matter of them having been ripped off, and if that item does qualify for compensation.
Right. But so those are the small, right? Those are the tangible. What other kinds of elder fraud and abuse do you see?
Well, like I said, the stolen car, and I get those a lot. And then I also get a lot of smashed out windows, too. I get a lot of those cases.
People ripping stuff off, that people leave stuff on the front of their car, seats,
right.
and things
so
like that.
So they'll smash the car window, go through the car. If they don't find anything, they'll just leave. But, you know, you have a damaged window. You know, your whole window is shattered. I get a lot of those cases each week.
And do you get a lot of financial fraud? Bank accounts, credit cards, do you get a lot of those?
Yeah, we do. So, for example, if a credit card is stolen, they'll check their bank statement, and they'll see that they had a charge for a bunch of money, and that'll be a case that we have too. And also, like we talked earlier, any type of scams, you know, they'll check their statement and money was taken out of their account. So a lot of cash gets taken out of people's account too.
So seniors are easy marks for the most part. If their credit card's been swiped or stolen or whatever, oftentimes the credit card company will eat that. But not everybody understands that. Do you help guide people in what they should do about the situation they now find themselves in?
Yeah. So the first thing that should be done is to call the credit card company as soon as you either find out you lost your credit card, or if it was stolen, or if you see any suspicious activity on your card. Best thing to do is call the credit card company right away, get a new account.
And you should always check your statements every month, right?
Regularly, yep.
Right, regularly.
And also get credit reports, 3 annual reports.
Which are free, correct?
Which are free.
From the different various credit agencies.
Yep.
Which I don't remember them all, but there's Equifax, I know, is one. I don't remember.
Can't remember the other ones off the top of my head.
Yeah, we'll figure it out when we come back, and we'll let you know. I'm here tonight with Jamil Edney. He is with the Elder Rights Section of the Area Agency on Aging, dealing with elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. It's a subject matter that is really much more prevalent than people give it credit for. The amount of victimization of seniors is really kind of epidemic, and it's something that even though you think you are immune to it and it would never happen to you, it happens to all of us at some level or another. I know I've had my identity stolen once, and I've had my credit card stolen more often than I care to remember. But you got to know what to do about it when it happens. Anyway, if you'd like to know more about that directly from Jamil, if you have a question for Jamil or for myself, you can reach us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're glad that you're with us tonight. If you're a regular listener, thanks for being with us. If you're new to us, please come back. We're here every Monday from 6 to 7 talking about issues that are important to you. Tonight, we're talking about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation with a very interesting guest from the Area Agency on Aging, the Elder Rights Section of the Area Agency on Aging. We're talking to Jamil Edney, and we're finding out some amazing statistics. Jamil, a lot of people think they're immune. A lot of people think that they could never be victimized. A lot of people don't even realize they're being victimized in the first place, or they don't find out until it's too late. What are some of the telltale signs that you might be being victimized? And for those who are watching others being victimized, what are the red flags that any of us could look out for that tell people that something not so good is going on?
Well, as in caregivers, when they're looking out for an individual who's a senior, some things that they can look out for is unusual bank activity, not being able to pay basic utilities when they know that they have money coming in, any type of new relationships that they're making or relationships that are dwindling down can also be signs of mistrust in other people.
Right.
So that can be a telltale sign of...
isolation, too.
Abuse isolation. And exploitation.
We do have a call, so let's take the caller, and we'll come back to what I want to ask. Mary, welcome to Oh My God. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
We're doing good. You have a question for Jamil or myself?
Yes. I'm calling about a fraud.
Right.
My husband's Social Security number has been used to collect unemployment. Somebody stole his Social Security number and used it to collect unemployment. And we called the Social Security office. They couldn't help us. We called three other different numbers, and nobody could help us on there either. So we don't know what to do.
Have they directed you somewhere else?
I don't know. We called about five different numbers that they gave us.
What about a police report?
We're not police report.
Yes, it was a police report,
no.
Mate.
Have you filed with the local police? Jamil's asking if you filed with the local police.
No, we did not, sir.
I would say that should be step one from right now.
Yeah. So
you should call the local police. Are you in Palm Beach County or in Martin County?
No, Martin County.
So you should call the Martin County Sheriff's Office, all right, and report this to the Martin County Sheriff's Office, and they'll refer it to the right the right agency that can help you. I'm surprised I'm not surprised the IRS wouldn't help you, because it's not really an IRS issue, as you described. It's really the unemployment office, which is a state agency. So, did you call the state unemployment agency?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
You did.
This morning, as a matter of fact. See, we were getting phone calls.
Right.
And we're figuring that it's a scam.
Right.
They wouldn't leave us alone. And then my husband received a letter. Okay? From the unemployment.
Right.
And it had his four digits, last four numbers of his social. And his name was on the letter, but the address was different. And I can't believe that we received the letter. The address is wrong.
Well, I think Jamil and I are looking at each other, and we think you ought to call the Martin County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
I would say probably first thing in the morning. They're not going to do anything tonight. Jamil,
that would be
anything?
My best advice, would be to definitely make a police report at this point.
And they will help to set, will push that forward. But this is really important too. If they've gotten your Social Security number, and clearly they have your husband's Social Security number, there is no telling what they can do. All right, if they have your name, your date of birth.
Yeah.
Your Social Security number, and God forbid they have his mother's maiden name, all right? I mean, they could buy Miami with fraud. So you need to call the agencies, which we mentioned right before the break, which are Equifax, I mentioned first. The other two are Experian and TransUnion. And make sure that you put a credit hold on that, and that way nobody can buy anything without you being notified. So I would do that tonight, because they're 24/7. You can go online and find out their numbers. Equifax, Experian, and Equifax is the first one.
Equifax,
EQUIFAX. EQUIFAX is one. And honestly, when you call one, they can do all three. But I would call all three anyway. Equifax, because you can. I've done this myself. This is why I know this. Okay, call Equifax, or TransUnion, or Experian. Experian is EXPERIAN. TransUnion TransUnion. TransUnion, and put a credit hold on right away, and then call the Martin County Sheriff's Office in the morning. They should jump all over this first thing tomorrow morning.
I know you're in Martin County, but I also want to give you my phone number too, to see if there's anything I could help you out with at work.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
561-684-5885.
5885.
And that's extension 59218. That's my direct number.
Extension 5.
9218.
18. And what is your name, sir, again?
Jameel.
Jameel, okay.
J-A-M-E-E-L. Last name, Edney. E-D-N-E-Y.
E-D-N-E-Y. Okay, thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you, Mary. I'm glad you listened. Thanks. I wish you good luck. I hope this goes well, all right? We'll be thinking about you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
You're quite welcome. So as you can see, audience, elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation takes an awful lot of different ways that people can get ripped off. And what I said during that phone call was true. If they have your Social Security number, which is why you never give out your full Social Security, nobody needs that anymore. Mm-hmm. Just give out the last four digits. If they have your Social Security number, your date of birth, your address, and your mother's maiden name, there's really no telling what they can do. You need to be really, really careful. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. As you can see, it affects everybody. So if you have any questions for my guest, Jameel Edney, from the Area Agency on Aging, the Elder Rights Section, or for myself, if you have a story you'd like to share, you can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused company that works like a family for all of your mom and dad's home-related needs as they age, from keeping them safely in their current home to managing a downsizing or relocation to assisted living to emptying a home and distributing the family's treasures after the loss of a loved one. Silver Solutions is there to help families move forward with ease and confidence. If you're worried about your aging parents' safety at home, or you're an older adult concerned about losing your independence, give us a call today at 1-877-8 Age Safe. That's 1-877-AGESAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com for a free consultation. We're bonded, insured, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines on all jobs, including the use of full PPE. You can't stop the aging process, but with Silver Solutions, you can make growing older safer and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with health care challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us tonight. I'm thrilled that my guest is here tonight. Jamil Edney is here. He is with the Area Agency on Aging, the Elder Rights Section. That is the section of the Area Agency on Aging that deals with elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. And elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation takes so many forms. We all think of it as one thing or whatever is most important to us. We think about the Jamaican lottery scam. You wonder how people fall for that. Trust me, people fall for it all the time. You talk about, you know, grandma, I've been arrested in Mexico. You got to send me $5,000. I can't reach my. You think nobody would ever fall for that. People fall for that. People fall for all kinds of scams. Unfortunately, they often happen directly from people you know. But once, as our caller found out in the last segment, once you are victimized, where to go, what to do, who can help, that's a real difficult thing to address, and my guest tonight's going to help us understand that. Jamil, there are lots of people that travel around the elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation dynamic. Some work together, some don't. Help us understand who everybody is in this space.
Yeah, navigating through that can be hard for victims, especially when they don't really know much about the system. But I could tell you that the first step is always with the police report. And then once that police report is made, you have a lot more power than you did without it. And then talking to the police, they can also help you, letting you know what the next step is and who you could talk to next. So I think it's very important that everybody knows that that first step is to make that report.
And there are other people, right? There's Department of Children and Family, there's courts, there's the state attorney, there's Adult Protective Services. People can get overwhelmed simply by the idea of what they're about to go through, but they shouldn't let that stop them from reporting, right?
Right.
Right. Again, people don't typically go direct to you. You and I were talking during the break. The reality is everybody is a mandated reporter if they see any possibility of elder fraud and abuse. Is that correct?
Yeah. Everyone in the state of Florida is a mandated reporter.
And what does that mean?
Well, a mandated reporter means that it's mandatory that you report if you see any form of abuse.
But I don't want to do that because I don't want to get involved. I don't want his son coming over to me and beating me up because I reported him ripping off his neighbor, right?
So, right, and that's an understandable concern, but you can make confidential reports
right.
to APS or DCF.
And how do you do that?
You call the hotline. It's 1-800-96-ABUSE.
1-800-96-ABUSE.
And then you can make that confidential report to them.
And the truth is, not only can you, you kind of have to, right?
Right.
You should, because you could be really helping somebody save their life savings if you think somebody's...
Right. So even if you have any type of doubt, it's best that you do report and let the investigators investigate from then on. I mean, it's not really your responsibility to be the investigator, but if you do see something or suspect something, it's best that you do report and let the investigation take place. And if they don't think there was any type of abuse that went on, they can decide to close the case then. But it's best to just report first and let them take care of it.
And if I'm not mistaken, they come out within the first 24 hours after you've been something has been reported, right?
Right. Anything that serious, they'll come out in 24 hours.
24 hours. And they'll dismiss it if there's nothing there.
Right.
So even if you suspect what you're seeing, you know, sometimes I see somebody shows up with a new Corvette in the driveway and you know that your 85-year-old neighbor isn't driving his new Corvette, right? And you think the son did that, or all of a sudden, you know, a 75-inch HD TV shows up, right? There are kind of things that should make you nervous, right?
Right. So if you do question it and you make that report and nothing happens, there's no harm, no foul, and nobody will know that you're the one that made that report.
Right. And And I gave a couple of things, you know, a new car, a big TV. But there are other telltale signs that something wrong's going on with your neighbor, perhaps, or your family, or grandma, or you know, or an aunt or uncle that you are familiar with. Are there other kind of telltale signs? I know we mentioned isolation. Is there anything else that
that biggest one is when you know that there's usually a steady income coming in, whether from Social Security or any type of income that the person has, but they're not able to pay basic, you know, rent, utilities, and the lights are going off. That's a good telltale sign that something is unusual is happening.
Yeah, and it happens more often than we realize, and it's really important. So again, if you want to report, and you should report if you suspect anything, and you don't have to worry about because it is confidential. It's not anonymous, but it is confidential. All right, the number 1-800-96-ABUSE. And that applies to any kind of abuse that you think might be going. Everything from financial fraud and abuse, a scam, sexual abuse, physical abuse, anything that you suspect is going on to somebody that you're in contact with, all right, please, please reach out to them. I want to tell you that if you've missed the beginning of the show and you're sorry that you did, the good news is that you don't have to live without it forever because we podcast. Yes, we do. We'll be up and running tomorrow around noontime. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm getting up, we will pop. You can listen to this show or any of the other shows that we've done over the many years that we've been doing this. Of course, if podcasting is not your thing, and I understand that because I myself am not much of a podcaster, you can listen on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare. How do you spell comfortcare, folks? comfortcare.com. Don't put a T in there as much as you want to put a T in there. Also, you don't have to ever miss the show because we're on iHeartRadio. All you have to do is go to the app, search True Oldies in Palm Beach every Monday night at 6 o'clock. There we will be. And, of course, we simulcast, TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, we're going to be talking about vaccines, everything you want to know. Dr. D. Almeida is here. Dr. D. Almeida will be here. He is the head of He's the head of infectious disease control at JFK Medical Center. He's going to answer all your questions about vaccines for COVID. And in 2 weeks, we're going to talk about pain medicine with Dr. Banianis, and I encourage you to do that. We have another caller, and I want to make sure that I get to John, so I'll come back and talk to you about next week's show. So, John, welcome to Oh My God. You have a question for Jamil or myself?
Yes, I do. Well, it's also I need a contact number for him because I have a friend that I'm very saddened that I know the details of her situation. It's been going on many, many years. And over the course of years, I've tried to help her, but I feel helpless. And when I heard this show tonight, I said, you know what? Call. Get some more information. Talk to whoever the guest is because, you know, you never really know. You know, you may be able to get some help.
Right.
So she lives with she has a very, very severe physical situation with surgeries in her back. And she lives with somebody that has been a parasite in her life for years. And she just can't seem to get rid of him. And she's not a kid. She's in her early 60s now. And it's been going on a long, long time. And I just feel that, you know, at some point it's time that whole circus comes to an end because he's a deadbeat dad and he's running from the law. And, you know, it's terrible. I mean, he's feeding off of this woman. And, you know, I feel hopeless. I'd love to help her, but I don't know what to do.
I'm gonna give you a contact.
Yeah, with this woman because we're getting close to the end of the show. Might I be able to contact you after off the show time?
Sure. Yep. Jamil, why don't you give him the contact information for you?
Yeah, again, Jamil Edney, and the contact is 561-684-5885. And the extension is
5885.
Yep, and the extension is 59218. That's my direct line.
What's the best times to reach you?
Anytime between 8 and 5.
8 and 5. Okay. And, but you do understand what I'm saying. In other words, for me to go into the whole thing and really paint a picture for you, it's a little tough to do when, you know, you've got other people calling. And, I mean, it's what? Almost less than 10 minutes left on the show. So how about I do that? I'll reach you tomorrow and, you know, give you some more of the information, more details. And, you know, I feel encouraged. Maybe I can get some help. Well, maybe there's a whistleblower association, somebody, organization that right. can do something about this because it's disgusting. It's terrible. Okay?
No, you're a good man. You're a good man, John. Thanks for caring. We appreciate it, and I thank you for calling tonight. It's I hope that we're able to help your neighbor, and she's lucky to have you watching off for her. So thanks so much. We appreciate it.
I always like your show, Scott. You're great service to Palm Beach. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So as you heard, elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation takes all forms. There's a lot of ways that it impacts our community. My guest tonight is an expert on that, and he heads the elder rights section. Jamil Edney is here from the Area Agency on Aging. You know, Jamil, you must hear these stories all the time. It's got to be very disheartening at times, but on the other hand, you work really hard to help people find solutions, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it can be tough hearing a lot of these stories, but knowing that I'm helping, making a difference makes it work for me.
Well, you clearly are. I want to tell John, I want to tell all my other listeners too, remember that you can report suspected abuse, fraud, exploitation. You can report that to confidentially to 1-800-96-ABUSE, and they will come out and check that out. So I encourage that too. But John, yes, indeed, do call Jamil, and he will help you. Again, Jamil, you're a great guest. I want to thank you for being here. I want to wish you good luck in your endeavors. I know what you're doing is really important work. The community really desperately needs the work that you do. And people out there, if you'd like to volunteer to help Jamil in his effort to help people get compensated, be protected, to do everything you possibly can through the Elder Rights section of the Area Agency on Aging, Jamil's looking for volunteers to help him. And that number again is
561-684-5885, extension 59218.
Folks, I can't tell you how important this is. You can tell by the audience participation that we touch a lot of lives, and I want to thank you all for listening. Next week, Dr. D'Almeida is the infectious control head of JFK Medical Center. He used to be at the National Institute of Health. We're going to talk about COVID vaccines. Everything you wanted to know about COVID vaccines is going to be here next week. Which one is best? Are they all good? Should you take it? What should you worry about? What can you do after you take it? What are some of the myths? What about these variants? There is no shortage of questions about COVID vaccines. It's taken me almost a year to get somebody willing to come on the radio and talk about it. Dr. D'Almeida is excited to be here. I spoke to him on Friday. I can't tell you how important that show is going to be. Of course, I like to think that all of our shows are important. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so my mom is here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about pain medicine, which is, I think, something that's really misunderstood. This week coming up is Passover. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Passover. I hope if you have been vaccinated and you're willing to come together with your family, that you have a very joyous holiday. I encourage that. Of course, in 2 weeks, it's Easter, so I'll be talking about that next week as well. And I encourage you to enjoy your family there. Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, live every Monday night from 6 to 7, 95.9 True Oldies in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Jamil, I can't thank you again enough for being here. I wish you good luck in this endeavor. Keep on keeping on and doing good work and helping the people in our community. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Congratulations to the Honda Classic winner. All right, it was great. Happy Passover. Get vaccinated. Tune in next week. Oh, my God, getting older. So is my mom. Good night, all.